Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Chayisara. It's a very special thing by Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And in this Parsha, of course, the Parsha itself opens up with the death of the matriarch, the death of Sarah Imenu. And the Torah tells us, Vayu Chayisara, these are the years of Sarah Imenu's life, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. And then, of course, the Torah goes into incredible detail regarding Avraham Avinu's purchase of Maras HaMachpelah in Hebron from Ephron Achiti, which then serves as the burial place, the eternal burial place, to this very day of our Avos and Imaos, of our matriarchs and patriarchs. And it's interesting to note that the dominant theme of the parasha, or even if it's not the dominant theme, but at least the initial theme of the parasha, is the death of Sarah Imenu, right? That's the essence of the parasha. Avraham Avinu, again, having to handle a little bit with Ephron Achiti, wasn't really a sincere gift, wanted to give it as a gift. He didn't really mean it. Avraham Avinu wants to acquire it, not as a gift, but wants to acquire it through investment. But what's interesting to note is that a parasha about Sarah Imenu's death begins with Vayu Chayesara. Fascinating, no? In other words, you wouldn't have expected the parasha to open up. Generally, whenever we have a statement about someone's life, generally what that means is the Torah is going to kind of give us an insight into that person's life. For example, Ela told us Noach. These are the generations of Noach. And then we launch into the Noach story. Yet over here, Vayu Chayesara, what are we learning about? The death of Sarah Imenu. It's strange. Just a strange juxtaposition. These are the years of the life of Sarah, and then Vatamas Sarah. Sarah died. You could have just started the parasha with Vatamas Sarah b'Kiryat Arba. Sarah Imenu died. She died in Kiryat Arba, she died in Hebron, and then launched into the entire narrative about the acquisition of Maras HaMachpelah. Why the need for that opening phrase, Vayu Chaye Sarah? These are the years of the life of Sarah. And perhaps the idea is as follows. There's a concept in the Gemara of Misas Tzadikim Mechaper, which literally means the death of the righteous atones. And it's a fascinating concept in general, because what does it mean? What does it mean? The tzaddik dies and somehow that wipes away the sins of the generation. It could mean that, although of course what's unique about that is we assume that if you want to get rid of your averus, you have to undergo the personalistic process of tshuva. You have to do your own work. Someone else can't do that on your behalf. So what does it mean, Misas Tzadikim Mechaper? The death of the righteous atones. And Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik LeKadosh Shevach, says something so beautiful. He explains that often when a righteous person is alive, people don't really know the enormity of their personality. We don't really know the greatness of a righteous person when they're alive. It's only really once they die that, interestingly enough, we get a real window into their life, either through the stories that we hear, through the episodes, or maybe through the things that are no longer happening, that we recognize now were a result of those righteous persons' dynamic activities. So Rav Kook says something amazing. He says, Misa Tzadikim Mechaper, when Tzadikim die, and then we learn of their true greatness, then we're able to internalize what they stood for, who they were, internalize that within ourselves, act on that. And then by internalizing the traits, the behaviors, the approaches, the attitude of the righteous, that affects kapara. That is what atones. It's not the death of the tzaddik. It's when the tzaddik dies and everyone else learns who the tzaddik really was. I'm like, oh, I need to be like that. I need to have that personality trait. I need to assimilate that behavior. I need to start doing this or stop doing that. And that change of behavior, that personalistic cathartic change that is affected by learning about the life of the tzaddik, that creates the kapara. That creates the atonement. I was thinking that perhaps that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the opening pasuk of this week's parsha as well. Vayu Chaye Sarah. So at the end of the day, right, Rashi points out, why does it say 100 years, 20 years, 7 years? To tell us that Sarah Imenu had meaning at every single stage. And perhaps what the Torah is telling us is that when Sarah Imenu was alive, the truth is, no one really knew the totality of her greatness. Remember, again, it's interesting. Whenever we hear about Sarah, what does the pasuk always say? Sarah's ba'ohel. She's in the tent. She's in the tent. Sarah Imenu wasn't Avram, right? Avram Imenu was the guy front and center. He was the guy who was preaching, the guy who was teaching, the guy who was talking, inviting the guests, having cup, all the different... That wasn't Sarah. Sariminu wasn't the outgoing social person. I'm sure she was social, but that was Avram. That was Avram. And so it's possible that the truth is most people didn't really know the greatness of Sariminu. They didn't really know who she was or what she was. So when did her ultimate greatness come out? Only when she died. Misas tzadikim mechaper. It's only when the tzaddik dies that everyone else gets an incredible insight. And in fact, again, what does the pasuk say? After Sariminu died, Batama Sara bekiras arba hi charon, and Avram Avinu came lispod lisara velivkosa. He eulogizes her. And what do you think Avram Avinu did in his eulogy? So he told the world, let me tell you who Sara was. None of you know her. Because Sariminu wasn't me. Sariminu wasn't the person always out there in front of everyone. She wasn't the spokesman of monotheism in the world. But let me tell you who Sara was. And only once she died did the world really discover the greatness of her life. And perhaps that's why the parasha begins, Vayu Chaye Sara. These are the light. If you want to really know now about who Sariminu was, that only came out when? Vatama Sara, when Sariminu died. And I think that there's a number of lessons to be learned from this, just on a personal level. It happens, you know, I spend from my career a lot of time around death and funerals, and it's often overwhelming to see how people, even loved ones, even close relatives, only appreciate the greatness and the enormity of their loved one when they're gone. It's almost like human nature that we tend to lack complete appreciation for that which we have, and we only fully appreciate and grasp the enormity of it when it's gone. When it's gone. So the world didn't really know Sariminu. The world didn't really appreciate her. They didn't know her. Only after Vatama Sara, then Vayu Chaye Sara. In our personal lives, how much we kind of have to take a step back and take stock of our loved ones. And if a person is privileged to have parents, appreciate them. Ah, they're imperfect. They don't, okay. Appreciate them for who they are. Person is zocha to have a spouse. No marriage is perfect. But love the one you have and appreciate him or her and recognize that you have the privilege not to have to be alone in this world. If a person has children, a person has friends, whatever relationship you have, we tend not to fully appreciate the relationships that we possess until, unfortunately, we lose them. The world didn't appreciate or really know Sariminu until after she passed away. Vayu Chaye Sara really only comes after Vatamas Sara. It's a call to action in our relationships, to really go out of our way to appreciate the people in our lives, our friends and our family, those who enrich our lives, those who stand by our side in times of good and times of challenge. Take the time to take stock of your relationships. Make sure that you're appreciating your loved ones enough, and not just appreciating them in your heart and in your mind, but expressing that appreciation. And there's a second piece as well. I had the privilege last week to be in Eretz Yisrael with an incredible trip organized through the Orthodox Union, through the OU. Incredible Akar Satov to the leadership of the OU for making that trip possible. And we met, the trip was an overwhelming trip in general. And the truth is, many parts of it I have not yet processed, even though now I've been back a week. But one of the incredible things is we met so many families of incredible people. So I went to the home, the Steinberg home in Shomriya, where Yoni Steinberg, Yonatan Steinberg, who was the head of the Nachal Brigade, 42 years old, was dropping down to the south to engage Hamas and was killed in a firefight on the way down. And he met with his widow, with his wife, Yiska, and she was telling us about the greatness of this man. The greatness of this man. Simple things, like he would come home after being away for a prolonged amount of time, and the first thing he would do is he would pick up a broom to help straighten up the house. Or before he would leave on Masei Shabbos to go back to his base, he'd make sure that the kitchen was clean and the laundry was done. Or that on Shabbos when he was home, he tried to maximize not just his time with his son, but his learning. And his wife Yiska said so beautifully that their whole Shabbos revolved around his chavrusas. He had a chavrusa before davening, a chavrusa after davening, a chavrusa after lunch. And everything in Shabbos, everything in the home, had to revolve around those chavrusas. And as she was really like giving us a window into this incredible tzaddik and this incredible man, a man who valued commitment to Am Yisrael over everything. That was his life. His life was, I'm here to serve. I'm here for Am Yisrael. I'm here for Eretz Yisrael. And it was so striking. Here we're sitting in this little community called Shomrian, this beautiful little home, right in the middle of nowhere. And like, had Yonatan Steinberg, Hashem Yikom Damo, not been killed by terrorists, we would have never known him. We would have never known him. And that was true for so many other people. I'll share more stories in future drashas. But it was true in every single step. Every person we met, like, this person was a tzaddik. This person was righteous. This person was kadosh. And the truth is, I would have never known about them. We would have never known about them. The world would have never known about them had they not been killed so tragically. That's the lesson of Parshas Chayisara. Sometimes great people aren't really known during their lifetime. Their greatness only comes out. Sara Imina's greatness only came out once she died. Yonatan Steinberg's greatness was always there, but who knew about it until after we had the opportunity to sit with his wife after his passing, after his murder at the hands of terrorists, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. We never knew. We never knew. We never knew that we had such great tzaddikim in our midst. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael as a people. We are a nation of tzaddikim. It was only after this trip that I really appreciated the pasuk, V'amech kulam tzaddikim. How can you say V'amech kulam tzaddikim? Everyone's a tzaddik? Everyone's a tzaddik in Klal Yisrael? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes, everyone is a tzaddik in Klal Yisrael. Everyone is a tzaddik in Klal Yisrael. But you'll say, I know many people who aren't tzaddikim. It's only because they haven't been called upon to actualize and to activate their tzidkus, their personal righteousness. But if the situation demanded it, v'amech kulam tzaddikim, we are a nation of tzaddikim. We are a nation of righteous people. It's just, we don't know the narrative of all of our tzaddikim, because the greatness of tzaddikim really only comes out after they're no longer here. After we could reflect on their greatness posthumously, that's when we begin to see who they really are. Dear friends, this is the twofold message of Parshas Chayisara. Number one, find the courage, find the strength, and take the time to appreciate your loved ones while they're here. Don't wait till after they're gone to finally recognize how much they truly meant to you. And recognize, chevra, gain chizik from the fact that we are a nation of tzaddikim. We are a nation of Yonatan Steinbergs. That's who we are. That's who we are. And it's true. You're never going to know them. Most of them you're never going to know. Why? Because Misa Sadiq Mechaper, because the righteous often exist underneath the radar. And you don't know about them when they're no longer here. But we should gain incredible chizuk and incredible strength, knowing that we are a nation of tzaddikim. We are a nation of strong, of pious, of spiritual people. And when called upon, to give to our nation, to even make the greatest sacrifice for our nation, we always respond with Hineni, we're here. We're here. V'amech kulam tzaddikim. May we zoche me'eretz Hashem to appreciate our loved ones who are here with us in this world. And may we gain strength from knowing that the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael continue to hold up our people, to hold up our nation, to hold up our land, and in reality, to hold up our world. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.